I want to change
this
that.
Wasn't the governor's first time speaking to a group of students studying how to style hair.
I went to a barbering school and a cosmetology program in Springfield last time I got a haircut. And I got a student who was just, 6 months in. He did pretty good.
But the governor's visit to Woodruff Career and Technical Center in Peoria was an opportunity to pitch his education ideas to students, teachers, and school district officials. Among those changes are a newly formed cabinet focused on children and proposals to remove unfunded mandates and to put more money into schools.
Changing the government's hard, takes a little time. We're working on our budget right now. It's very frustrating to me that we don't really have a budget. But what I've said is no matter what else happens, whether we get a budget for every part of the government, the one thing we've got to do is increase state support for education.
Rauner says he wants to put more general funds to the tune of about $55 million toward Illinois schools. But Democratic lawmakers say simply funneling more money would only widen the funding and achievement gaps between rich and poor school districts. Democrats, led by Senator Andy Menar, say Illinois first needs to rewrite the state's education funding formula and use money that goes to wealthy districts to support struggling ones. The current formula is largely based on property taxes. Governor Rauner says the Democrats' argument is a ploy to bail out Chicago public schools.
That's what's really going on. They're spinning it as somehow the system's broken and it's my fault. I didn't create this system. This got created by the Democrats and Speaker Madigan 20 years ago, the current funding formula.
But it's not just Chicago that would benefit from a revised formula. Peoria's public school district is endorsing Menar's legislation. School Superintendent Sharon Desmoulin-Carat says it's more equitable.
Basically lends itself to providing more support to needy districts, districts with individuals or students who are in high need. And so we're definitely in support of that.
Three-quarters of Peoria public school students are low income, and the district is operating with a more than $8 million deficit. Superintendent Desmoulin-Carat says, however, the district does support the governor's pitch to remove unfunded mandates. She says that would allow tradespeople to come into technical and career schools and teach without the red tape of state-mandated credentials to lead the classroom. And that means the governor could get a better haircut during his next visit to a vocational school. I'm Cass Harrington.